moved a stopwatch from his pocket and started the timer. They had exactly 7 minutes. Part 1. The days before her birthday. Chapter 1. 20 days before the robbery. Sunday, June the 12th, 2022. It was a modern house, a large glass cube rising from the center of an immaculate garden with a pool and a broad patio. The property was bordered by a sheltering wood, an oasis, a small, secret paradise, tucked away from the curious and only accessible by a private road. The occupants themselves were cut from the same exquisite cloth. Arpad and Sophie Braun were the ideal couple and the perfect parents of two beautiful children. That morning, Sophie woke at 6 on the dot. For weeks now, she had been waking up at the same time. By her side, her husband slept on, soundly and undisturbed. It was Sunday, and there was no reason to be up this early. She lay back down, but couldn't fall asleep. Finally, giving up, she got up quietly, slipped on a bathrobe, and went down to the kitchen to make herself some coffee. She would be 40 in a week. She had never been so beautiful. From the edge of the woods, one had a perfect view into the house's transparent interior. A man, his running gear blending into the darkness, crouched behind a tree trunk, his eyes fixed on Sophie. With her coffee in hand, Sophie rested her gaze where the forest met the edge of her garden. This was her morning ritual. She lovingly observed her tiny kingdom, unaware that she was being watched. A few miles away, in downtown Geneva, a grey Peugeot with French plates drove idly along a deserted avenue. In the early morning light, its driver could not be seen through the windshield. The vehicle drew the attention of a police car, its blue flashing lights illuminating the surrounding buildings. The police stopped the Peugeot and spoke to the driver. Everything was in order. One of the policemen asked the driver what he was doing in Geneva. A family visit was all the explanation he gave. But it was enough to satisfy the officers, who shortly drove off. The driver, meanwhile, congratulated himself on the used car. He had paid a good price for it, and most importantly, it was legally registered. This was the best way to avoid unwanted attention. At the window, Sophie continued to observe her garden. Once in a while, she would surprise a fox mid-stride as it bounded across the lawn. She had even seen a deer. She adored the house, which she and her husband had bought only a year ago. Before, they had been living in an apartment in downtown Geneva in the Champel Quarter. But for a while, they had been thinking about a house with a garden for the children. Rising real estate prices had convinced them to sell their apartment, at a profit, and hunt for something larger. When they had visited the house, designed by a well-known architect and located in the upscale commune of Cologny, they had jumped on it. They would wake up every morning in this enchanting locale, only 3 miles from their jobs in central Geneva. A few bus stops, 12 minutes by car, 15 minutes on an e-bike for millennials. That was all it took to pass from one universe to another. The man in the bushes carefully observed Sophie through a small pair of military binoculars. He examined her slender body, revealed by her short robe, and stopped at her thigh, where a panther tattoo was clearly visible. 20 or 30 feet away, his dog, tied to a tree, waited patiently. Lying on a bed of leaves, the animal had grown accustomed to the routine, which had been going on for several weeks now. Its owner had been coming here every morning. At dawn, he would settle in and watch Sophie through the large bay windows. The couple slept with the shades open, allowing him to see everything. He watched her get up, go down to the kitchen to make coffee, and eat breakfast by the window. She was so desirable. He was captivated by her, obsessed. When she had finished her coffee, Sophie went back upstairs to their bedroom. She undressed and slipped into bed, where her husband still lay sleeping. From the forest, the man watched her intently. But the demands of reality woke him from his reverie. He had to be back before Corinne and the boys awoke.